density residential district residential plan community located in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, lying southeast of Beaver Dam Road, being Road 285, and also southwest of Jimtown Road, being Road 285A.
I have.
The ordinance was read into the record at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on June 14th of 2007. Making reference to the deletions and or modifications of the conditions. Information was provided with a copy of this exhibit booklet. Again, I only have four. Please share them if you would. It basically provides for a copy of the ordinances, correspondence of letters between Paducah County Administrator, also to Russ Archett, and from Russ Archett, Assistant County Engineer. Memorandum of from Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, to Russ Archett, copy of cover letters and petition submitted to myself from Ross and J. Allen Eccles, copy of a letter from Marin and Marion Shelby, and a copy of a letter addressed to Mike Miller from Marine Farm LLC. I sent a letter or a memorandum type letter to whom it may concern to all the residents of Jimtown Road, which and reference the inclusion of copies of the public notices for the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting and the County Council. In the purpose of the public hearings, the proposed ordinance, and requested their participation in the public hearing and advise the residents that if they have a position on this matter, they should attend the public hearings or submit written comments prior to the public hearings so that we would make their positions known. Rich Polk was present on behalf of Marine Farm LLC with Jim Fuqua, attorney, and gave presentations and responded to questions raised by the commission. Roslyn J. Allen Eccles, Gerald Allen, Gertie Allen, Lucinda Allen, Cliff Gibbs, Ronald O'Day, and Mike Miller, and Ornia Kemp and Bertha Turner all gave testimony in the public hearing. Commission did, at the conclusion of the public hearing, defer action for further consideration and ask for a copy of the original ordinance number 1770, which has been submitted to the commission. And if I have those for the council too, if you'd like. They are in the booklet, but they're reduced, and these are the originals, so I'll pass these down. For the record, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Anyone here on behalf of the applicant?
Yes, good evening. It's Frank Key with Caldera Properties. Basically, I'm here for only one reason, and that's because some of the residents of Jimtown filed a petition with the county requesting that the things that were offered by us that were later conditions placed upon the project by the council not be done. And it became apparent from one of the memos that's in the packet that as the applicant, we were the only ones who could request that any changes be made to the conditions. And that's really the only reason we're here. We don't quite know what to do. We have the conditions. We have to do the things that we offered to do. At least some of the residents of Jimtown don't want them. I don't know what to do. So I'm kind of asking you guys for help. That's really it.
You are in a pickle, aren't you?
I am. And you notice I'm here alone.
You're
tonight.
Asking us for a...
Apparently there's not a unified... At least at the commission level, was not a unified approach from the community that all wanted these conditions deleted. Some did, some didn't.
That's correct.
Well, in here, Mr. Griffin, it says that 24 owner residents are living there, 13 are in support. So that would lead me to believe there's 11 that's in opposition.
Well, let me ask you, Jim, it says here delete or modify. So we still have the ability to modify conditions again? Is the condition situation open for debate again?
Well, this is an application to delete certain conditions.
So they're actually specified. We have to delete something. We can't add or modify.
Well, the application before you is only to delete
and or modify.
And or modify a sewer.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
And that was all the Jimtown improvements during the public hearing.
A sewer, water, street lights, sidewalks, and road improvements.
So basically, let me just ask this question to Lawrence. When we made these. these amenities as part of the zoning approval, we required them to hook them up, right? So was that part of the controversy? They were going to be hooked up?
They were offered by the applicant, and the council made it a condition.
To hook them up?
Basically.
Okay, so is it possible we can make all these amenities available, but that they are not, they don't have to hook up? We can do that. Jim, can we do that?
If I may, Mr. Cole, that actually is what the condition says, that they hook up, but we pay it, but they only hook up if they choose to sewer. They don't have to. The issue is one of DNREC being able to force them to if their drain fields either fail or become less than up to par in their parlance.
Part of that would be a regulatory thing from DNREC.
DNREC could do that anyhow, won't they? I mean, if their system fails, they're going to be forced to, they might not get a permit, and without this being there,
they'd have to new tank it.
They're going to have.
Yeah, it would be one of the ones that come up in the pollution.
My personal feeling, gentlemen, is I still feel that these amenities are in the best interest of the community long term, because of what we're facing with all these issues of development, like with the, we just talked about septic and things like this, as things get more and more dense. So, I mean, but the issue of whether they have to be forced to hook up or not, that's where we ought to maybe try to deal with it, because
about every deleted part here, George, or are you talking about strictly sewer and water?
I actually think
because they got the street lighting, it's not an infrastructure.
Sidewalks are something that people are screaming for in 99% of this county, for safety, to get the kids off the street, have a place to walk, et cetera, et cetera. I'll give you a chance. I mean, I'm just telling you, I think these are all positive things for any community.
If we could, why don't we allow Mr. Key to have a seat?
Well, he just basically said, what to do.
we'll allow Mr. Key to have a seat, and let's hear from the folks that are here.
Let me ask Mr. Key this. Does Caldera property still own a property? Have you flipped this thing, or are you
still own it?
You own it, okay. You still are the developer. You're not, okay.
And the developer's still willing to provide these if they're requested, I'm assuming?
Yes, we always have been.
Okay.
All right.
No change in your position then?
No.
Well, let's see if we, unless you have something else to say, why don't we hear from the folks who are here?
But you basically want to be mandated to do it, or get it off the books so you don't have to.
It's mandated to do it now.
Mandated.
It's there now, you want to get it off if you don't have to.
Yeah, see, in the discussions that we've had in the past, it always has been apparent that not everyone there wanted these improvements.
Never is. Never ever going
to
be.
Right. And so, you know, we offered them, it got to be a mandate, and, you know, we have the petition before us that we have, so. Because the residents of Jimtown couldn't bring this to you, I had to, or I had to ignore it, and I didn't feel that ignoring it was appropriate.
Okay. Is there a spokesperson here for the members of the public?
Are you going to speak? Public hearing.
Public hearing.
Speak.
Well, my name is Rosalind Allen Eccles, and I have interest in a property on Jimtown Road. Everyone keeps misquoting what the ordinance says, and I don't know why. It doesn't say that Mr. Key has to, that he has to do these things. That's not what it's saying. What it's saying is that
talking about the original one, Roseanne, or the new, or the ones before us?
The original ordinance that you passed. It makes, what people keep forgetting is that it's prefaced with
find it, go ahead and find it.
I'm so sorry.
No, I was gonna say take your time and find it.
Okay. It there's a preface to this, and it says the applicant shall provide the improvements that they offered to the residents of Jimtown as described in the letter of November the 18th, 2004. As described, what they said was,
yeah, it's all written out for here.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring the letter up with me.
Where are you? It's back there. Yeah, where are you reading that?
I'm reading on page.
Page three.
Page three.
Of the decision.
Number 17.
And I'm sorry, I need to get my November the 18th letter.
Go ahead. Well, there it is. Right? Is it? Okay, go ahead.
Go underworld. We'll wait here for you.
Take your time. It's only 11 o'clock. We got all night.
You work on the minutes while we wait.
Excuse me?
You work on the minutes while we wait.
Why don't you try doing it for a change?
This year, I say something like an answer.
I hate to find you in the parking lot out back. You better go ahead and run down my lips.
That would be so much fun.
I don't have a copy of the booklet, but I think it's
actually, it was supposed to be October the 11th. And what it says is that thank you very much for the time. It was written to Mr. Mike Miller. Thank you very much for the time taken by you and the other Jimtown community members to meet with us to discuss the details, your concerns with the impact of the proposed marine farm community. Based on a discussion, we are providing this letter to document our commitment to provide certain improvements associated with the Jimtown community that you all agree would mitigate your concerns. Naturally, these improvements are subject to review and approval by all regulatory agencies and involve private utility companies. In addition, all improvements that affect any Jimtown lot must be agreed to by all Jimtown lot, home, and parcel owners. If any improvement will affect a property not owned by Jimtown Homes, lot, or parcel owners, then the Jimtown residents must secure the written approval of such property owners in order for Marine Farm LLC to provide such improvement. The improvements that will be provided by Marine Farm LLC are as follows. We had a choice. And if any one of us, this, yes, sir.
Can I ask you, were you reading that from? That's not part of the ordinance.
It was a letter that she's referencing.
You know, I realize she's reading the letter, but what really matters is what went into the ordinance. The letter, at this point, it doesn't matter.
Well, the letter is a part of the ordinance.
So
As described there in the November the 18th, 2004.
This ordinance stands on its own, and these things that are listed here under A, B, C, et cetera.
But she this is the ordinance. I'm reading the ordinance.
That's what we're talking about.
But in 17, Jim, it references that letter. No,
exactly.
I'm concerned about that reference.
It really doesn't matter what the letter says. It's the ordinance.
The ordinance references the letter, so you'd have to go back to that. If you have a document, and I know you're an attorney, and it says see such and so, then you'd have to see that, right?
No, because all the conditions that were imposed are in the ordinance. You don't have to look anywhere else to see them.
He's saying it's referenced. He knows it's references.
If it's not it's, here, it's
the
not,
ordinance.
It's not
once the ordinance gets adopted, it becomes a law. So what's in the ordinance is the law, not
if right. That were the case, then we wouldn't be here, right? Because all we need to know is what was in this ordinance, and we wouldn't have to go back to this document.
Well, I keep asking that man.
By this document, you mean the letter?
Yeah, exactly.
The letter at this point doesn't matter. It's the ordinance that's involved. And the question is whether you and the folks that are with you want the ability to have these things.
We do not, as we had stated, we do not want the sidewalk. Everybody keeps saying sidewalks. It is one sidewalk that is being offered. We do not want the sidewalk. I'm sorry, I have a question to ask. Mr. Dukes mentioned that there were 13 residents who were in favor of this. Did they sign some sort of document?
I'm reading it from here. I don't know.
Planning a statement made in a public hearing with the
committee. Okay, that was just a statement. What I had was a document that was... It was a petition signed by lot and property and parcel owners. And all the signatures can be verified as people who actually own property there, either going through deeds or probate or whatever. So, you know, for someone just to say that, they could say what they wanted to say. These signatures stand on their own.
But Gerald Allen...
Commission said that Mike Miller was present, stated that he's...
He never signed the document.
I bet Gerald
supports
Allen.
The amendment.
Gerald Allen had signed the document.
Changed his mind.
He's the only person who, yeah, he's changed his mind back again, too. I should mention that, but he's not here to speak for himself. Okay. That's a whole nother issue.
Okay.
But the thing of it is that would be one, so it would make it down to 21, just to be fair, since he was here the last time and you heard him. We do not want the sidewalk,
okay,
because, first of all, the requirements for DLDOT, we had actually talked to DLDOT, and all Mr. Key's company was required to do at the time, according to the June 12, 2006 letter, where it says 17E, Jimtown Road Improvements, please delete all but the first sentence. We continue to abide by our commitment to approve Jimtown Road in accordance with DLDOT's requirements, which include only topping the road at this time. And so everyone was talking about the fact that, well, they have to abide by the DLDOT requirements, and that was all that they were requiring them to do, was to top the road. Because before, in the recommendations that were made, the roads would have been 11 feet wide on each side, each lane, 5-foot shoulders, and someone had suggested, it was actually Mr. Tyler, had suggested a bike path. That would have put the road inside of my cousin O's house.
If the bike path was added?
No.
Without
no,
the bike path?
Without the bike path.
Oh, you just threw that in.
Without the bike path. So that was why we did, and plus there's Teresa Butcher's house at the end. There are people who are very close to the road. So having a sidewalk in your house just doesn't make any sense to anyone here, none of us.
So the sidewalk is an issue.
The sidewalk was an issue because the sewer and water lines were issues because they have to be covered by the road. And no one wanted them anyway because right now they own their own sewers. There are grants and there are loans available for seniors and for others in order to have... I'm sorry, you're shaking your head.
No, I just... I'm not agreeing. If you're saying that it's not... You should have sewer with the future because it's going to be just cheaper. It's going to be better. It'll be healthier.
That doesn't...
Well, if any of these fail, it'll be cheaper to get it now.
That makes a whole lot of sense, what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean,
Where
in the country, central sewer and water is always better than on-site systems, it seems. It's better.
Well, that's not true because according to the county engineers, they were saying they don't have enough people to maintain the sewer systems that you have now.
Oh, well, no, okay.
In a newspaper article, but that's a whole other story. What I'm trying to say is we don't want sewer and water there. We don't have to pay for our water now. We don't have to pay.
In this ordinance, it says you can choose not to get it. But wouldn't it be nice to have the ability that if you had a failure or somebody had a failure, that they could hook in?
What we are choosing to do.
Saving you money.
No, it's not saving us money because you have to pay indefinitely, and whoever inherits the property has to pay indefinitely.
They will inherit a more valuable property.
I'm not trying to.
Can I ask you a question? Let's cut through this, Chase. You're opposed to the sidewalk.
We're opposed to the sidewalk, the sewer, and the water, and the lights.
So you don't want any of it?
We do not want any of it. And the majority of people.
And you understand the consequences if we take this out. Then you have failing septic systems in the area. It's going to be very, very expensive for you to put in a new septic system. It might not even get a permit. But if you had this in the ground, you could hook up to it if it was already there. I think that's what Mr. Cole was trying to say.
We are very intelligent people.
Okay,
I myself have
that.
A master's degree.
Dale, let me just
I understand this totally and thoroughly.
Well, I'm sure
we
you do.
Do not.
I'm sure you
All right,
do.
And how many people do you say there?
It's not what I say. There are 22 people who signed that document.
I don't have the document.
Oh, okay.
In front of me.
22 people signed the documents. People who live on the street.
Landowners?
How many landowners?
All of the people who live there are
landowners.
Yes.
In there?
Yes.
That's all
there is. Nobody wants it.
No, I'm
either one.
Mike Miller did. Okay. Mike Miller and Cliff Gibbs, who's living with sewage in his house, which is kind of backwards. I don't understand that. I mean, if it weren't for Mr. Key's development coming, he would still live with, you know, he's living on the hopes of a Mr. Key or someone. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
All right. Have we got to wait till planning zoning makes a recommendation?
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do.
The other thing, too, was that we're looking at the the road improvements. We would really appreciate it if Mr. Key would talk to DLDOT, as we will talk to DLDOT again, to encourage them to continue to think about the consequences for the citizens that live there if they widen the roads. And we would like the opportunity to think for ourselves as a community.
I want to see how you think. Then at this, on page 3,
mm-hmm.
on under sewer A, you get down to that first grouping there, the last three paragraphs, the third from the end, just before B.
Okay.
It says at the sole cost and expense of marine farms, they'll mm-hmm. treat such sewage and the home, lot, and parcel owner will be charged no tap or no connection fee, nor will any resident of Jimtown be required to hook up to the system until he or she chooses. What is wrong with that? What don't you agree with that comment?
I will explain it to you thoroughly. We had Tidewater come to Tidewater
okay.
come and speak to us. We had their rates. We had the county's rates.
Okay.
And we talked to them, and we also looked into grants,
okay.
and we looked into loans, low-interest loans at 3%. And one of the loans was at 1%.
Well, did you read when it says here, no tap-in, no connection fee, nor will any resident of Jimtown be required to hook up? How's that going to cost anybody money if you personally don't want to hook up?
There are
fees.
Wait a minute, hold it.
There's no fee.
There are fees. Once you have it connected, no one pays water and sewer fees around here.
Wait, you don't want to hook up. If you don't want to hook up, you're not paying any fees. Obviously, if you're getting a service, you may have to pay for it. Yes.
And in addition to that, there was a recent newspaper article. Some gentleman by the name of Mr. Cole was stating that people should be mandated to.
I really do.
Mandated.
You're mandating a lot of development. I would mandate sewer and water. I think that is in good.
So if the lines are there and you're in county council, then those individuals would be mandated to sign up whether they want it to or not. Right now, if they have, and my aunt has had her sewer changed, so she's in compliance, her sewer system changed. My cousin O has had her sewer system changed, so she's in compliance. Why would 80-year-old individuals on a fixed income?
They don't have to hook up. It just says here they don't have to hook up. Only if they choose to.
Why? No. With you still in county council, God willing, then they would be mandated to connect. They don't need to pay those fees. All they have to do.
You and I think are going to part.
I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is this. We are good stewards of the environment. We're excellent stewards of the environment. We are not going to drink tainted water. All of our water has been tested to make sure that we have clean drinking water. The whole town did it at one time in one day. Now, that's why we do not want sewer and water bills. We don't need that. And you're saying, well, they don't have to hook up. If you build it, people are going to find a way to have us hook up.
One way of
looking at it. We also don't need the effluent going down the street if we are not hooked up.
It's in a pipe.
Okay. So I had one other thing to say. Since we don't want to hook up to that, we also would not want the effluent going down our street. We would like the marine farm to be self-sufficient and have it on their land, which they're saying that they will, and their water on their land. We're hoping that, and I know it's a public thoroughfare going through Jimtown, but we would appreciate it if no one would put their effluent under our street, which is only one road, one way. You don't understand what I'm saying.
I'm just wondering if
somebody run a pipe underneath the street.
Yes. We would hope that they would go through.
It's a state street.
I understand that. But this is just another way of getting around our wishes, is what I'm saying. We come in here, we ask you something, and then all of a sudden it changes, and 20 lots becomes a horse farm. But that's a whole other story for another day. What we're asking it. Everybody's looking perplexed by that, or?
Well, you're perplexing all of us, I think, tonight with your
logic on this whole issue.
Let her finish. Go ahead, Madame.
Well, I know I'm logical, and I don't need anyone to tell me that. I know I think well.
You do?
I know I do. The thing of it is that what's illogical to me is forcing the majority of people who had a choice, who told you no thank you, very nicely, no thank you, and forcing them to have services running down their street that eventually people like yourself, Mr. Cole, would try to make us hook up to. So no thank you. No thank you. We do not want sewer or water or the street lights, which make absolutely no sense for all the people who have security lights in their backyards to have a street light in the front of their yard, which, and they can already see. Okay. We're in a farm community. Okay. I'm sorry, hold on for 1 second. Oh, I also noticed that on page 7 of the proposal, L4L.
Page 7?
Yes. Right, it says the development will provide off-site benefits to Jimtown area, which will be beneficial to the health and safety of Jimtown residents. I know you're taking off the other stuff. It would be nice if that was removed, too, because it's there.
Eliminate L?
Yes, 4L.
It's a finding. It's not a condition.
Right.
Okay, it's not. But okay, well, that's good, but it just still seems like it should be removed for continuity's sake. I saw some other things in here, too, like 650 as opposed to 630 in places where it should have been removed also, but that's a whole other story. And this is a very important point for us. Like I said, we don't want this to come back again in some other form, some other day, and have to keep fighting this battle like over and over and over again. We've been here for 4 years coming in here fighting this. And, you know, we're just hoping that when we say we don't, I know it's a public thoroughfare, I've said that before, but I'm just hoping and praying that people will not put it down our street despite us. We've been there since 1840.
You're not that old.
Well, it's deceiving. No,
you hold up well.
We're putting a.
So Roseanne, you
she's
agree.
Aging. She's
you
aging for having to come here all the time.
I agree with the ordinance, except when it comes to the road, and I. We waited here all night long. Oh my
no, I'm,
God!
I'm not, I can talk all night. I'm just.
But
I'm just
well, Roseanne, we don't have any jurisdiction of what DelDOT may do, and that we have no say or Frank has no say.
Well, actually, what I needed to talk to you guys about the road is this. There's all this talk about the parkway and the road and county council and DelDOT, like in the Sussex County Council article. You know, it was by the in the Cape Gazette or the Cape,
the Western Parkway.
The Western Parkway, right.
To you, they want it right away.
Right.
You're one of the options, the three options.
And we're one of like five options now.
You're the one they like.
Well, actually, they're kind of looking at Marine Farms again, and they're looking at Plantation Road, and all you guys knew about it, and you're the people who, I think it was you, Mr. Rogers, who, when Nassau Grove came, which I believe was a Caldera property before it flipped, right? I'm asking.
Nassau Grove.
Probably right.
Nassau Grove.
To remove the high density.
Uh-huh. Well, now the parkway is pointed towards us because, you know, they had to lay it in a certain track. First, it was going to go around, and we had a letter go around through Belltown through another development, which I think was also a property owned by Caldera Farms. And then there's Marine Farms over here. I think it's Caldera Properties.
Ridge.
I'm sorry?
Ridge.
It's across from, it's off of Plantation Road. So instead of it going around and going through there, and instead of it going through Marine Farms, it's been placed, so now it's a line to go through Jimtown.
Or east of it, right?
No, through Jimtown.
Did you tell us what the concern is?
The concern is that when you're thinking about, like, saying okay to different proposals and stuff like that, and say, yes, you need to. It would be nice if you guys would protect Jimtown, because we're already there. We're already there. Been there. I mean, you know, that would just be nice. And that's everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Good job. There's another hot potential speaker. Either of you ladies wish to speak?
Yeah, come on.
They said earlier they wanted to speak, Mr. Dukes.
Come on. Okay. In. We got time.
You've seen me quite a bit.
Yay.
This is Arnie. I can't
32303 Jimtown Road, Lewis, Delaware. We have a very wonderful spokesperson. She's in the house interest for all of us. And Mr. Keyes, I appreciate your proposal, but I am not in favor of the sewer for the simple reason. I know I've been in towns where pipes had broken and stuff, and people had to fix those pipes. And if anything happened like that, if I had it in front of my house, I would be responsible for that pipe. I know that. Right, Mr. Keith?
No,
ma'am. No. Oh. Okay, I'm
not
sorry
this
about
case.
That.
Oh, no. Only if it comes to your house.
Oh, okay. All right.
To your house.
And about the lights, it's going to pay for the lights. Okay. But if someone, if one of the lights failed, a bulb or something to burn out or something happened to the light, who takes care of that? You do?
Mm-hmm. Riddle Farm Homeowner Association, yes, ma'am.
Right now, you all are paying for your own security lights with Delmarva or wherever you're on has gotten high. This security would be paid for by that homeowners association across the street.
Well, truthfully, all this, I'm 85 years old, and all of this new stuff coming in, it's going to take away from the country living town. We have a country town. We're happy and satisfied with mine. Over 150 years old, the town, much old because I'm 85, and my mother and them had it way before me. And then I'm thinking about the sewer. Would it would affect our drinking water? And nothing wrong with my water.
No, it would not.
Sure of that, okay.
Well, you can choose not to hook up. Remember that on any of
the
stuff.
If it's running through there, if someone has hooked up, see what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Then we had a nice narrow bridge to slow down the traffic coming through there. DelDOT widened the bridge, and it has a dip in it when you come off the bridge. November the 1st, 2006. Somebody coming through there too fast, ran right into my house. That needs to be looked at, too. You're not responsible for that, I guess.
No. That's not part of the ordinance.
What can I say?
You're saying just leave Jimtown alone, like it was in 1850. Just leave it alone.
That's about the size of it.
So you don't want the sewer, the sidewalks, the lights, or the roads, or the ability to ever have any of those things?
I didn't say not to ever, but as long as I'm living and...
Ma'am, if...
Yes,
when,
Mr.
When,
Cole,
when,
yes.
When you pass your property onto your heirs...
They probably would sell it anyway, so what?
Be more... Okay. No, that's a good... No, wait, that's okay.
True.
No, that is a
because
good point,
because all of my
ma'am,
people, all of
ma'am.
My children live away.
Okay, that is an excellent point. Do you think your land will be more valuable... Mm-hmm. With these amenities available to them, or if these amenities were not available to them, what would you think?
I think so.
What would you think?
Maybe it would be, but then something else.
It's a fact that it would be much more valuable with it.
But it's not all about money.
Okay, well,
that's what it is. That's the whole thing. It's about money. You know what?
Okay. No,
and I still say, what profit the man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Right?
Making a big mistake.
That's right there. That is the whole thing in a nutshell.
It's public hearing. You can speak.
What did you say?
No, go ahead.
We'll get somebody here.
Okay. Gotcha.
There's a catch in everything.
Yes.
Man says this, man plans. They forget there's a God above who decides, truthfully. We all got to think about that, too. I know it's that everybody wants to make money. You have land, you want to make money, right? But then God made enough land for everybody to be happy, satisfied with. He didn't say, man, you put in the sewer and take off that woman's part of her property because I'm almost in the road. And I know if he's got to have the 50-foot road, it's going to take my property right up to my living room. See what I'm talking about? That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak?
Come on, get there.
Zan Ocean.
I as well.
Bertha Turner, 3230 Jimtown Road. It has been a lot said, and I agree with what has been said. And I'm hoping that all things will be taken in consideration for the best for Jimtown.
You don't want to look at Mr. Cole when you say that.
When I vote, my vote will be in the best interest of Jimtown, but you may not agree with it. That's the I know.
Let's let her finish, please.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm finished because we've been here long, and everything's been said. I mean, Rose and Arnie Camp has said everything. There's no need repeating the same thing over and over.
How long have you lived there, Miss Bertha? How long have you lived there?
What'd you say?
How long have you lived there? All your life?
All my life.
Turner, of the minutes here that we got from the commission said that Bertha Turner was present and stated there's no need for street lighting. She is concerned about the cost of sewer hookup and that she has no opposition to the sewer system. What does that mean?
I don't want sewer system because I just haven't been too long had mine taken care of, so I don't.
You want the ability to have a choice as to whether you would ever have any of these things.
I really don't because, no.
Okay.
Perfect.
For me to have an extra bill?
No, there's no bill. No, there's no bill. If
later
you don't hook
on,
up.
I mean, if something no, would, I would have a bill. Like the water, I'd have a bill.
You got it.
And I'm on a fixed income. I just can't afford it.
There's no bill, man. If you're not hooked up, there's no bill.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the choice. If you don't want it, you don't have to get it. We're just saying the ability to hook up in the future for somebody would be there.
Well,
that is a good thing.
When I'm gone, somebody can take care of it.
Okay. Thank you very much. You want to see if there's anybody else? I got one question for Mr. Key.
Is there anybody else?
You're not connecting it, Dr.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard concerning this application?
I have one question then for Mr. Key. One of them were saying they don't want any sewer lines in the road going in front of Jimtown. Which way will the... Will that be going? Is that a?
Yeah, the sewer is all internal, and so the only reason that it ever got to Jimtown Road was to serve Jimtown. So if we're not serving it, it has no need to go there.
So there's nothing going from Jimtown.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Save on the road.
Save you
money.
Save
on road repair too, right?
Yep. Well, we cannot vote tonight because Planning and Zoning is not ready to made a recommendation. But this is one of the few times I've had people come in and doesn't want a free service, but I have. Convince myself they know what they're talking about and they don't want it, so you'll find out what I'm thinking when we vote on it right shortly, I hope. And I hope you're happy with my decision without telling you how I'm going to vote. We need a
He's trying to make up for the last time.
You want to vote, Hal?
We need a motion to defer.
What? You want to
talk? Hal, say something,
come
please.
Come on
down. I want to hear what he's got
are
to
you
say.
Opposed
I certainly don't have a dog in this race, but let me explain some facts.
What's your name?
Where you live?
Oh, my name is Hal Godwin. I'm your staff. I want to tell you what DENREC is doing that might have some effect on this decision that you're about to make.
You can open this public hearing up again. Go ahead.
No.
We never closed it.
The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control in the state of Delaware has completed a total maximum daily load study, which you've all heard about, TMDLs.
Right.
And from that study, there are going to be some recommendations. And one of the recommendations that's supposed to come is that they're going to require, and I have a septic system at my house too, but they're going to require all on-site septic systems to have improved treatment,
right,
which means that these systems are going to be required by state law to have many dollars spent on them that they're not going to have any choice of. And what it's going to do is it's going to put a one-time cost in front of them that's going to be somewhere, they're talking of $3,000 to $10,000 per property.
Is that passed yet?
No, but
we're going to fight that.
Got to get past the General Assembly, doesn't it?
But the point is, I also have met...
I don't think you should be scaring those folks with something.
There's a lot of opposition.
I'm not trying to.
If it doesn't happen this year, that's where
I'm simply trying to make them aware of what's coming.
The trend is going that way.
We already know that.
Okay, now.
And we're gonna fight that one.
If you know that, then you're making a bigger mistake.
There's also, I've also been involved in a couple of meetings here in this building with a committee of people from DNREC that have been trying to put together a cost assistance program where DNREC can find some grant monies to help low-income people meet this new expense that the TMDL study will require. So I just thought you should know about those facts, that there are some, there may be some requirements and some new regulations coming from the state, not us, that pertain to on-site disposal systems.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak? Do we need to close it up? Let's go.
Motion to defer.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Jones, to defer on the amendments to the ordinance requiring Jimtown. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion, second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying.
Just a moment. Do we have any ordinances to be introduced? Have they been done yet?
No. Don't have any.
They are down there in front of you.
Okay, just before you do
I'm
that.
Sorry. I forgot. I left that off the agenda.
Is there anything
Mr.
else?
Griffin? Nope.
Huh?
This is the last thing, right?
This is
the introducing. Last. Okay, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a produce and landscaping business to be located a certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100 containing 1.5 acres. There. Good. Francis Precup.
I'll introduce it. We'll make a motion to adjourn.
No, it's not all. The ordinance to grant a conditional use of land on the R1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located in certain parcels of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 13 acres, Bridle Ridge Properties.
We got enough of that.
You don't want to go home yet. You did a minute ago.
You have to introduce it, George.
I'll introduce it.
You can introduce it.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR, medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures located in certain parts of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 16.18 acres, also Bridle Ridge Properties.
Do George, please.
No, I'm not introducing
it. I'll introduce it.
Okay. I think that's it.
All right.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.